Hello, I'm Scott Bradley, your news director of the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another Newsmaker segment being brought to you by Warren County. Together, we are community. Today, we're talking to the Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, Casey Hollins. Casey, we recently have had a number of power outages just this morning, for instance, at the station. Quite often, these are caused by trees. How does Rappahannock Electric Cooperative manage trees and keeping our power on?
The Rappahannock Electric Cooperative Vegetation Management Team is in full force around our 22-county service territory year-round doing proactive maintenance to mitigate the challenges that trees create to the utility and power lines. We have routine vegetation management practices that are completed on a year-round schedule. We do have a very large service territory, and you would be surprised to know it's over 4,000 square miles of territory and 18,000 miles of power lines. So we get through our proactive routine vegetation management activities every 5 years.
Wow.
And those include a variety of things. We do aerial tree pruning. So in some of our areas, we have had helicopters come in with a giant aerial saw, and they use that to trim the lines that are in hard to navigate places that are actually easier to get to using the helicopter. And then we have our vegetation management ground crews that are maintaining the rights of way. They also use specialized equipment, but they also use traditional equipment that people are used to seeing as they drive by. But a lot of our right-of-way is off the road, so you may not always see the crews.
Casey, is there anything that the average Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member can do to help with this situation?
Well, we're always looking for information if someone sees what we call a hazardous tree. So that's a tree that looks like it has the potential to fall. It could be a dead tree. It could be a failing tree. But if it looks like it has the potential to fall onto our power line, we would really like to know. So we encourage our member owners to call us and let us know. We have a rigorous program actually in place to support that as well, where we have contractors that are going around the service territory, and they're actually using satellite technology that can show us where trees have grown close to our power lines. So we're doing our part to proactively identify those trees that could fall on the lines. But it's also very helpful if members see those trees and they see the hazard that could exist and they let us know.
Casey, what's the best way to let the cooperative know? The website or a phone number?
Yes, you can give us a call. Our phone number is 1-800-552-3904. We do have a website, and on our website under reliability, we have information about vegetation management. So if you visit myrec.coop and you go to our vegetation management section in the reliability area of the website, there's also a way for you to email, and that email will go directly to our vegetation management team, letting us know about a hazard that you might see with a tree along the right-of-way.
Let me ask you this, Casey. If I want to plant a tree, what should I consider if I'm an REC member?
So it's really, safety is our top priority, obviously. We feel that way, especially about our crews, but we definitely want our member owners to be safe around electric equipment as well. So sometimes people go outside and they're planting and they're not necessarily thinking about what might be above them. So always look up. So that means check to make sure that you see power lines that could be overhead before planting your tree. Make sure you know what the height of that tree is going to be once it's matured, because you don't want to plant a tree that will grow into the power lines.
Mm-hmm.
We will have to trim that tree away from the lines because your reliable electricity is our most important priority. So we have, again, on our website, we have information about the right place to plant trees. And interestingly, for safety, you can plant trees in the right place, but you can also plant trees for energy efficiency purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you visit our website at myrec.coop/choosing-right-tree, you'll be able to find that information. The other thing is never start a digging project. And this is true not just for tree planting, but for any outdoor activity. Maybe you're building a fence or maybe you're doing some other work on your property. Always make sure you call Virginia 811 before any digging activity, because you don't know what underground utilities you might have there on your property. And we want you to be safe and avoid coming in contact. They're all at different depths, but it's worth the extra time to allow Virginia 811 to send a locator out to make sure where you're digging isn't a safety hazard.
Still, even with all the precautions, Casey, if a tree should fall, what should an REC member do?
They should call REC and report it. Again, our phone number is 1-800-552-3904. And also stay away from the tree. Sometimes people assume that because the tree has fallen on the line and that the line is down, that that line is not still energized. But there's no way for you to really know that. So stay as far away from the tree as possible, at least, you know, 20 to 30 feet. Don't try to remove any debris or cut the tree, again, because you don't know if the tree that has fallen onto the line is in contact with an energized line, and if so, that's a fatal safety hazard.
Now, Casey, I'm sure with the crews that are out and about taking care of these trees, they, of course, let the landowner know that they're there, right?
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about what we do when we do our routine maintenance. And what our contractors and crews do is they come out to the right-of-way. And sometimes those rights-of-way are on member owner's property. But they will use equipment or they will hand-cut and spray the vegetation that's around the power line. And we do that, again, because we want your electricity to be as reliable as possible. So we're trying to remove and manage the hazards that could interrupt your service. So we prune the trees to make sure that they have adequate clearance from the lines. We take away those dead or hazardous trees that I've already talked about. And we clear out brush in the right-of-way so that it's mowed or cut with chainsaws. Sometimes people ask us why we trim trees the way that we do. And again, it has to do with the amount of clearance that we need to allow between the tree and the power line. And again, that point about planting the right tree in the right place, you know, sometimes people don't like the nice, colorful or floral trees that they might plant in their yard being trimmed, but try not to plant those near the power lines, and then we won't have to trim them. Your service, you know, also is affecting other people around you. So that's why we're maintaining all of these rights of way for you, your neighbors, and your community. We send notifications in advance of any of our vegetation management work. That includes our tree trimming as well as anytime that we're out doing herbicide applications to, you know, for long-term control of vegetation. So we do provide those notifications. We send postcards, we make phone calls, and we send emails. We want everybody to be informed when we're out on their property or in their area so that they know what we're doing. But we are also open to conversations with our member owners about the work that we're doing so that we can help them understand, so that we can address concerns that they might have and answer their questions.
And there it is, just that easy. Help provide power throughout the community. Thank you, Casey, for all that information. If you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect 540-635-4121. Make it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450.